in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
I feel an immense sense of gratitude towards like every single person I've crossed paths with, whether it was a positive experience or negative experience. I know each experience made me the person that I am. I'm especially grateful towards my late grandmother, my mum, my mom-in-law, my husband, my cousins, my aunts, uncles, friends, as well as my supervisors, Professor Divya Bana and Dr. Shaista Musa, and my mentor, Dr. Diloshni Govender.
Now, Esther, you overcame depression in order to graduate. What did you experience and what was that journey like for you?
Honestly, it was one of the most difficult tasks I've ever taken on. And many times I was ready to give up, especially when I landed up in hospital twice with severe illness due to stress, and in the emergency room once with a concussion that was caused from my heart racing so fast that I actually fainted and hit my head on the bathtub tiling. And this is all symptoms of anxiety, and anxiety adds on to the depression. They go hand in hand. So the fear was so immense, it often crippled me. Thankfully, my husband was there and he knows how to deal with me.
You managed to overcome that and to really succeed, especially in your studies. What yes. did you tap into to help save you?
There was a number of things. First of all, I realized the power of words. And many times I did consider giving up, but then I relied on speaking positive words over my life. And there was a time last year where I actually got to my data analysis chapters, and I wrote 3 data analysis chapters. And when I got to those chapters, and when my supervisor sent me back my first data analysis chapter and told me that basically everything was wrong and I had to start from scratch, it felt like my world had just come crashing down. It felt like this was just too much for me. And in those very dark moments where I had every reason to doubt myself, I used words of affirmation. I would say, I am a master's graduate. I am a cum laude master's graduate, even when I didn't fully believe them, but it just shows how powerful they were. I think it's important for all students, especially students who are suffering with mental illness, to reach out. Don't stay silent, because there are people that are also suffering, and maybe you reaching out to them and telling them how what you're going through, it can make them also feel like they're not alone. And also music, and it's so important to have creative outlets. It's very therapeutic. And speaking of therapeutic, I also went for therapy. Another thing that I found myself doing was relying on my spirituality.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.